Good morning, y'all. 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloane Spencer, joined by phone with a guest who's been with us before, but this time around has an enormous event happening. I'm going to have them introduce themselves, tell you who they're with, and what's going on. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Sloane. My name is Curtis Caesar John, and I'm with a film organization called the Lumino Theater, and we are bringing the Sundance Film Festival here to Columbia, South Carolina. We're a satellite screen for the 2021 Sundance Film Festival.
This is such a huge event. The Sundance Film Festival is one of the premier film festivals in not just in the nation, but in the world for independent film. But these satellite screenings are a very special experience. What is this going to be like?
Yeah, it is very special and very distinctive. You know, obviously, with the pandemic still happening, Sundance had the brilliant idea of partnering with a lot of the local organizations to like really help spread the influence of the festival to different cities, especially cities who are already rich in culture and would not only benefit, but, you know, really be appreciative of the films that they have, the world premiere films that they have. So basically, the partnership is really just helping spread the word, but also allowing us to put our unique spin on the films that we're presenting and the events that we're presenting around these particular types of films, around certain themes and ideals that are unique to South Carolina.
Definitely. And you have a really deep and meaningful existing platform with what you've created here with Luminal Theater in the Columbia area. And this is in many ways connecting and expanding what you're already doing.
Yeah, if it was going to be totally different from what we already do, we definitely would not have partnered with Sundance. But it really is just an extension. That's the beautiful thing about it, is that it allows us to be us while still bringing more film and culture to Columbia and surrounding cities, of course.
Definitely. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this because it's a multi-day event and I want to make sure everyone has a good feel for the arc of the events that will be going on as well. So stick around. We'll be talking more with Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater and the incredible satellite opportunities of the Sundance Film Festival right here in South Carolina. Stick around. We've got lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloane Spencer, and we are joined by phone with Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater. We've talked about Luminal Theater in the past, and he's been our guest in the past as well. But we have something amazing happening here in the Midlands in partnership with the Sundance Film Festival. Now, there are so many things going on related to this. Give me kind of like the overview of what this event is going to look like here in South Carolina.
So here's how it goes. It's actually going to be a mix of virtual and live in-person screenings. So the virtual screenings is actually for people in the Columbia area is what kind of kicks off the festival. So we technically have screenings in Charleston starting on the 28th. Those aren't directly related to Sundance, but we also have virtual and live in-person events beginning on Friday, January 29th. The first of those being a panel of local, and when I say local, I mean filmmakers and artists and creatives from South Carolina and actually North Carolina, because we're incorporating some North Carolina folks and creatives into this too. And that's a panel called Redefining Carolina Film that really just helps identify and re-identify the arts and the issues and what's happening within the film culture in North and South Carolina. But then also that same night at Spotlight Cinemas Capital 8, which was where we're going to be doing all of our screenings, is our kickoff screening. That's a live in-person one of Homeroom. It's a documentary by a brilliant documentarian, Peter Nix, focusing on the Oakland high school system. But you know, it really is kind of like a microcosm of what happens in a lot of urban centers and what's happening in school systems there. And so each day we have different types of events, whether they're live in person. That's usually how a festival goes, whether you're usually live in person or somewhere else, like in this case, virtual, not like at another center or location or so. I should say it may be obvious, but I'm going to be very clear with the live in person screenings. You know, we will have full COVID-19 regulations in place. We actually have a COVID compliance officer that's going to be on site each day just to make sure that no one who may even be unwell is entering, and, you know, we'll do a touchless temperature test. So, you know, everything will be safe for audience members, and tickets are actually free. So people can purchase tickets, can just go to our website and get tickets for each film. And they can also RSVP for all of our events.
Absolutely. And that is really easy to find, y'all. You go to Luminal Theater, L-U-M-I-N-A-L, theater with an E-R, luminaltheater.org. The events tab is right there. You cannot miss it. So definitely check that out. We'll be back talking more with Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater in just a moment. Stick around. I've got lots more music on the way at 94.9 The Palm. Well, good morning, y'all. It's 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloan Spencer, and we're joined by phone with Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater. You might have heard we have a satellite event happening. It's actually multiple events in partnership with Luminal Theater and the Sundance Film Festival. It's all kicking off this week, several days of events, many, many virtual and COVID-safe in-person events happening. Give us some of the highlights of what people really shouldn't miss.
Oh, wow. Well, on our third day, we have a really special film. That's another documentary. It's called My Name is Pauli Murray. And that film is, I never heard of Pauli Murray before we had gotten this film. And I just deep dived into her. And she's just a dynamic woman who's no longer with us. But she was an activist who actually influenced a lot of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's fight for gender equality and even Thurgood Marshall's like landmark civil rights arguments.
Wow.
And she was non-binary, Black person, lawyer, activist, as I said, a poet, and a priest, an Episcopalian priest. And just like, how do you not know that this person exists? But not people will. And so the documentary does a fantastic job of just, you know, letting people know exactly who this person is. And it's actually made by the two women who directed RBG as well, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary that
wow.
people so love. So I really want people to concentrate on that one. That's Sunday, January 31st. Tickets are definitely still available for it. And we also have an event on February 2nd. This is a virtual event. It's going to be online. It takes place in the middle of the day. And it's called our Carolina Works in Progress event. It features actually another set of two women filmmakers, Ronnie Nicole Henderson Day, who is local here to Columbia, South Carolina. And, you know, she's been making a number of great films over the years, and she's working on her feature. And so the Works in Progress event really just helps not only audience members and viewers, but also like distinctive like panelists and experts in the field. They get to comment on Ronnie and the other filmmaker, Atunuke's film, and really just give them pointers about what works for them and what doesn't work and how they can help improve it. Because Ronnie's working on her first feature film, her first full-length film that she's only made short films up to this point. And so the feedback that you give from the community and from everyone else is just really helpful to filmmakers and for us to be able to provide them this opportunity online, especially through the lens of Sundance. Is really special. So I would really influence people, especially for these two events, to be very supportive of them and to check them out.
Absolutely. And if you want to know about the full lineup and how you reserve those free tickets for any of the events and how you participate in the virtual ones as well, you can find that at luminaltheater.org under their events tab. And it's spelled L-U-M-I-N-A-L, theater with an E-R, luminaltheater.org. You can find it very easily on their website. We'll be back talking more about this partnership with the Sundance Film Festival that is all launching this week. Don't miss a minute of it here at 94.9 The Palm. Good morning, 94.9 The Palm on the air. I'm Sloan Spencer, and we're joined by phone with Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater. You might have heard we have an amazing partnership happening here in the Midlands with the Sundance Film Festival, and it's all launching this week. There are a zillion and a half different events going on. Definitely recommend you roll by luminaltheater.org and find out the full breadth of them. You have some very special kind of micro parts of the event as well.
Yeah. So online to actually kick off the festival. So we technically do start everything on the 28th, even virtually, is we have very distinctive hip hop artists who most people know in the local Columbia area, Priest Jacobs. He'll be providing these really cool DJ sets, starting with music from the 1970s and the next day it's the 80s. And then on Monday, it's going to be music from the 90s. So he'll be kicking off our day with music that everyone can just like get up and dance and or even chill in their chair and vibe to and just, you know, have a real cool start for the day. It actually starts midday, but it's still either a cool start to your day or a cool start to the middle of your day, which is very helpful. So it's if you've ever seen if you ever experienced a DJ set from Preach, you'll know what to expect. But if not, even better, because, you know, you're going to really love it. And then for the people who will be live and in person at our screenings, we have these musical interludes that'll be popping up in between some of the, you know, advertising stuff and the films. And those are all by local artists as well. One distinct one is Tiffany J, who's pretty well known here in the Columbia area, but hopefully people get to know her even better from these. And it's really just our way of just, number one, highlighting different types of artists, so not just films and filmmakers, but different types of artists here in the Columbia area who really help contribute to, you know, art and culture in a really distinctive way that people may not always be able to access. And that's what we're all about, is really providing access to art and culture and, you know, helping the artists and helping the audience grow within all of that. So, you know, we're very helpful to be able to do so here.
It's amazing to be able to offer this here in the Midlands. And again, because of COVID-19 and limited space available, if you are wanting to attend any of the in-person COVID-safe events, you do need to reserve your free ticket. And how can folks do that?
They can go right to our website, luminotheater.org, as you've been saying so brilliantly, theater with an E-R. And right on the homepage is a link to Sundance, and they can just click that first link and it'll take us right to our Sundance page where there's tickets available for everything they want to experience, tickets and the events. They can RSVP for our events and they can get tickets for most of the screenings. One of our screenings is sold out. That's for Judas and the Black Messiah. We might be expanding it to more. I'll know later today. If anyone's interested, they should just check back on our website, especially for that specific film, because it sold out really quickly.
Excellent problems to have, and congratulations.
Exactly.
On that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the Alvin Ailey connections with this event as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, very much so.
Dance is such an important part of culture, but also of political statement and expression. And so I always love seeing that elevated and highlighted as part of any film fest as well.
Yeah, no, that's an essential film in our festival. Absolutely. Mm. We fought for that one.
Excellent. I'm thrilled. So absolutely do not miss out on this incredible opportunity happening right here in the Midlands, really launching tomorrow and really rolling through Tuesday of next week. You can find all the info at luminaltheater.org. It's L-U-M-I-N-A-L, theater with an E-R, luminaltheater.org. Super easy to find that Sundance link right there. Well, Curtis Caesar John of Luminal Theater, congratulations on this absolutely amazing opportunity for you and for our entire community here in the Midlands.
Thank you again, Sloan. I appreciate the opportunity to help spread the word.
My pleasure. Stick around, y'all. We're staying true to the music at 94.9 The Palm.